This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of all His wonderful acts, glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of all His wonderful acts. Glory in His holy name.
Hello, friend. You're welcome to Reflections for today. Today's nugget is titled, Honestly Mistaken. Honestly Mistaken. Honest mistakes are almost inevitable in the quest for truth, innovation, and change. Those who've never made mistakes are those who've greatly accomplished nothing. Though costly, we shouldn't be discouraged by mistakes, because mistakes afford an opportunity to learn and grow. They keep us humble and enable us to see reality and ourselves more clearly. Most mistakes can be forgiven and corrected, provided we'll humbly submit to the truth. Our response to truth reveals whether we're really honest or are frankly misguided, stupid, and deluded. For when truth is presented to the honestly mistaken, they either cease to be mistaken or cease to be honest. This is written by Dr. Samuel Cranty Pipim. And for more nuggets written by Dr. Pipim, you can visit eaglesonline.org and click on Weekly Thoughts Nuggets. I am Margaret Abebrese. Thank you.
He is able. He is able. Through prayer, the impossibilities of man become the possibilities of God. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. I read, "What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Remember, God is indeed able. Anything that is impossible for you is possible for Him. And as He has told you, make sure you tell others." God richly bless you. I am Bell Dollar Bill.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you on. So afraid that you will not be found, won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you on.
Well, according to the World Health Organization, about 60 million women between the ages of 15 to 19 years give birth each year. And that's about 11% of all births worldwide. Well, several factors have been attributed to this, while others believe it is due to a lowering in moral standards. Others attribute it to the media, lack of sex education and all that. My name is Afrenia Makeke. Welcome to another edition of Youth Corner. Today, we are looking at teenage pregnancy. We'll find out what it is, the causes, the effects, and other issues surrounding this very sensitive matter. That's once again teenage pregnancy. And I'll be here with Ato Bonfo Jr., Samuel Asabre Frempon, and Lord Lugard Webu. Welcome, Lord Ato and Samuel.
Thank you very much
for joining us. We'll start off by looking at what is teenage pregnancy. I'll start with you, Ato.
Teenage pregnancy, teenage and then pregnancy. These two words are self-explanatory in their own capacities. You realize that we have a particular description of ages called the teens, from 13 to 19. So, teenage pregnancy is getting pregnant within those ages.
What age are we talking about here? Would you agree with the WHO standard of 15 to 19 years?
Well, I wouldn't agree with them because I'm thinking that those times that people had started menstruating had reduced drastically because of our diet and a lot of other factors. So these days, you meet many kids around 9 years, 10, 11, 12, who have started menstruating. So if teenage pregnancy is 15 to 19, then there should be another term for those who get pregnant below that. But I'm classifying all of them as teenage pregnancy, the kind of pregnancy you get before you are fully matured.
Okay, so the kind of pregnancy that actually occurs before you mature. He has given the age range as even below the 15 years that the World Health Organization has stated. But let me come to you as well, Lord.
Well, he said it all. A pregnancy at a teen age. Pregnancy in human females below the age of 20, simply put. Let me say it like that, because our teen age is pegged at 19. So any pregnancy before 20 years is teenage pregnancy. These words, as he said already, are self-explanatory. You don't need to move heaven and earth to understand them. You become pregnant at a teen age.
Okay, somewhat 16 million women a year between the ages of 15 to 19 years. It's a rather huge figure there. But what do you think is the real cause, or what are the causes of this very phenomenon in recent times?
Seriously, teenage pregnancy, the causes are enormous. There are so many of them. The main one that I always think about, which people don't actually believe or think it is really the cause, is parental guidance. Most of the time, parents think they give birth to their children, and the moment they come out, they are their property, and they have to make sure they are taking care of them and all that. But forgetting that the child is for the society. Before I realized, the parent will just leave the child and be moving around. Everything that is going on in the society, the child is taking part. You not caution the child. Before I realized, the child will go into it. Friends will influence and all that. But first of all, I always think about parental guidance.
Sure.
The parents should advise the children. If they don't, in the initial stages, because they are the first point of contact. So if they don't do their work well, then it can lead to teenage pregnancy.
Well, let's get a better understanding of what you mean by parental guidance. Right. Because sometimes, especially in this part of the world, in Africa, where certain words are seen as very sensitive and all that, talking about the private parts and all that, there's such a thin line between what sex education is and what also could amount to, you know, polluting the mind of the child. How do you draw that line?
That's what you just said. We have a problem in Ghana, actually, that because of our culture, most of the time, we think there are certain things, when you mention them, you are a sinner. Society does not agree with that line. And that is the main cause of teenage pregnancy. If the parent is not able to advise or educate the child on what can bring about teenage pregnancy, then definitely they will go outside. Friends will start to convince them, and before realize, they will just fall victims to it. So I always say that we shouldn't think, as parents, we shouldn't think of the fact that society says if you mention this part of the body to the child, then you are polluting the mind of the child. That thing should be cleared off our minds, and it will help so much.
We'll come further and explore what, in detail, parents can do insofar as dealing with this problem is concerned, and how that line can also be drawn. But let me come to you, Lord. What are some of the causes of teenage pregnancy?
As my brother said, the causes are just too many to count. But I have grouped them in my own way in three categories. I have seen one to be a personal one, like a cause which is personal. The one who is the victim is the own cause of that pregnancy. An example of that is adventure and then curiosity. People at that teen age love adventure. They want to try new things. And then they want to explore and find out things for themselves. And then there are those who are so curious. What is in this for me? What does this go for? So as they are being curious and adventurous, this thing is certain. You can be adventurous in all cases and get away with it. And then I also see it as a societal problem. So the one that is caused by society, some examples are poverty. That poverty cycle where the mother, the father are poor, and then there is little care. So the children are just left at the mercy of the weather. They go do things on their own, just like that. Exactly. And then we have peer pressure as well. And then lack of parental control. This is societal. And then I have what I call lack of exposure. If the one is not exposed, let's say to sexual education or to formal education, or let's better still, civilization, the one is so vulnerable to these things. If you don't educate your child, you don't expose her. And so the person will just be in that shell. And once he's about to burst out, it is teenage pregnancy that gets the person well known as your child.
Okay, so you have grouped them into the personal, societal, as well as the lack of exposure. Sure. Mm-hmm. You have given the necessary examples there. Let me come to Ato now. The causes of teenage pregnancy.
I think I would agree with them. It is just narrowing down to the sexual activity. And the causes of teenage pregnancy is now going to be those things that send the adolescents or the teenagers into the sexual activity. And just as they have mentioned, it could be just out of curiosity to find out what their biological processes can actually do, how they can be felt. And it could also be due to influence, not curiosity. Somebody has told you that I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it feels. So you also do it. It feels good. And then they end up in the pregnancy. Conception might take place. Parents too not exposing their kids enough makes them live in ignorance. Ignorance is very expensive, and it could lead to teenage pregnancy in its own way. Because the person might not know actually, not that they want to do it for adventure, not that they want to do it to under influence, but actually they just don't know what's happening to them. They're just following their own body pleasure. You understand?
But at all, what's really wrong with it? What's wrong with getting pregnant at that age?
Well, everything cannot be wrong about it. Everything cannot be wrong about it. But most of the time, it is wrong because of just the first reason I'll give you. In sub-Saharan Africa, 50,000 people die out of teenage pregnancy every year, according to the worldwide report from World Health Organization.
So then that results from teenage pregnancy, probably because they are not matured enough to be put in that particular position.
Well, the causes of the death might just be as you are saying. Not probably because, it is actually because their body is not yet ready
developed
for
enough.
That process.
Well, I want us to explore this much more in our subsequent discussion, but we'll draw the curtain here. My name is Afrenia Makeke. I've been here with Lord Lugard Webu, Samuel Asabre Frempon, and Ato Bonfo Jr. We have been looking at teenage pregnancy. We'll continue in our subsequent discussion. Thank you for joining us.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope. Do you love the Lord?
Are you taking the time to be reading His Word?
Do you trust Him now? Each and every day,
tell me,
do you love the Lord?
It's not for your brother, it's not kids at school, it's not for others to say, for yourself, live the golden rule. Only you can choose the way.
He's waiting and watching, watching for you.
My friend, you are welcome to Moment of Truth. This is your friend, Pastor Ebenezer Kwei, and we have been discussing together the topic, At Your Word. And our text is in Luke chapter 5, from the first verse to the 10th verse. In just the past episode, we have found out that God will provide for you beyond measure. And also, when God blesses you, make sure that you become a blessing unto others. Just as God blessed Peter and his colleagues so much so that they had to call their friends to join them in sharing what the Lord has blessed them with. Let us pray. Lord, we want to thank you for your blessings that already coming our way. We plead that as we continue with this series, help us to understand your word and to live for you alone. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We are moving on to Luke chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. And the Bible says, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. O Lord, depart from me, for I am a simple man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. What lesson can we learn from these two verses? And that will be the ninth lesson that we can learn from the text that we have read. That's Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. The lesson that we can learn from this is that God's blessings and His miracles must lead us to a profound worship. In a previous lesson, we have said that God has blessed Peter and his colleagues so much so that they couldn't contain it than to share it with their colleagues. And we said that this blessing is not to be taken alone, but to share it with family, with society, friends, and even your enemies. But all these miracles, all these blessings happen so that Peter could experience a profound worship of the Lord. So the Bible said, he said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. Sometimes we are drawn away from the Lord because he has blessed us. But God's blessings is rather to give us that edge to find out more about him and to worship him. When we come before the Lord, we must see our true condition and in awe worship him. Anytime you see the Lord attend to your needs, don't let it draw you away from him, but rather let it draw you closer to yourself. As for Peter, when he found out that Jesus is the Lord, he shouted and said, "Sinful man that I am." In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 18, the Bible says, "For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends." It is not what you think about yourself that is important. It is what the Lord thinks about you. And that is why you need to draw closer to him, so he can see, he who knows you can reveal yourself to yourself. Yes, you are a sinner. I am a sinner, I know. But when I come to the Lord, he's able to transform and change something about me. When Isaiah also saw the Lord, he himself declared himself as a sinner. God is expecting that you will come to him. And as he blesses you, don't take his blessings for granted, because the purpose is that they must lead you to a profound worship. The 10th lesson that we can learn from this text is that God always has better plans for us. God always has better plans for us. Yes, there may be good old days, but better days are coming. Do not live your life based on the economy of this world, because when others are counting less, God has a plan of abundance for you. When Peter and the colleagues were tired and were drying their nets, preparing for the next adventure, the Lord had a plan for them. Your past may not be the best, like Peter and his colleagues, who have toiled throughout the night, but just give your boat to Jesus and see what the Lord will do in your life. Your boat is your heart, it is your life. When you do that, the Lord will work a miracle in your life. If you can trust him, he will make a way for you where there seems to be no way. If he can make a way through the Red Sea for the Israelites to walk through it unhurt, then the Lord is equally able to make a way for you in your situation. In all of your difficulties, the Lord is here to help you. If he can fill Peter's net with plenty when they had nothing, he will fill your barn and enlarge you so much so that you yourself cannot believe what has happened to you. Just trust and give your life to him, and you will see the working and the hand of God in your life. The world may not get any better, but make sure that your life is in his hand, and he will bring your dreams to pass. He will bring your dreams to come to pass. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive his promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. This is found in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 38. God is expecting that you will give your life to him, and he will work out something for you. Just as Peter and his friends had a bad past, at night, their morning came, and finding Jesus, he turned their lives around. Don't give up yet. Don't quit. Keep focusing. Look up to the Lord. Just say, "My God and my King, I leave it all in your hands," and he will work a miracle in your life. I expect to see a change, and God bless you as you have listened, and may he be with you. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for taking us to this series of 5 presentations. We ask that your presence shall be with us. Bless us beyond our expectations, and let your will be done. So in all of your blessings, we shall surrender and have that profound worship, and live our lives for you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.